The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Friday, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, or the government is. Substitute your own F-bomb. And let's see, at the Power Mall. Oh, you know what? The clock is winding down on the opportunity to take care of the winter wellness bundle offer from OptiVita Health Products. That's right, because if you were to buy it at retail, here's what would happen. You'd be paying $70.90, but now you're paying $53, and what you're getting is two boxes of silver lozenges, a bottle of C, and a bottle of D, and that still you have the opportunity to add your silver gel, 24 part per million, and your silver liquid, 10 part per million, to complete your winter wellness bundle. Yesterday I was talking about food, water, shelter, transportation, a different kind of a distant fourth. But under food and water, you need those two to sustain health. And so also lumped in that category is health. And if you're going to be resistant to all of the bugs, and we've got some really dastardly, dirty, down dirty stories to tell you in our news segment, you have a situation like this going on, and what they're trying to do, now they want to make a new strain of monkeypox in Maryland, more deadlier than what's out there now. And the government's going to let them get away with it, and then they're going to leak it out of the lab, and thousands of people are going to get it and die. And yeah, see, the thing is, if you're healthy and you don't have to worry about your immune system, everything will be fine. That won't be an issue. That's why we're doing what we're doing here, and we're giving you 10% off the OptiVita health products and the winter wellness bundle. We got a deal on that as well. And of course, we got 10% off North American Urban Spice products. We had Stephen Harkins on the show. So that means, you know, he gave you a little education there so you can make a logical decision when you go to the Power Hour and the Power Mall. You click on that link and you get to the Power Mall either way at thepowermall.com or clicking by the link you see on the powerhour.com website page. And for those of you looking at buying a Sun Air Purifier, I swear by them. They're really good. They work. When they stink and smell weird, they're actually working really good because they're oxygenating the air with ozone. And, of course, you get two free bottles of Tranquil from us here at the Power Mall when you purchase a Sun Air Purifier. And for those of you that can't get online and want a copy of the updated Power Mall catalog, all you have to do is call Jay at 877-817-9829 and ask for one. We'll send it to you. And because today is Friday, if you'd like to support the Power Hour radio show, you can save 10% on your purchase at the Power Mall every Friday by using the code CASHFRIDAY at checkout when you select cash, check, or money order for payment. And for those of you shopping for emergency storable food, we at the Power Mall are now taking orders for Heaven's Harvest emergency storable food. You can call us at 877-817-9829, visit thepowermall.com. The orders are drop shipped directly from Heaven's Harvest. We'll talk about them in a minute, but you can order directly from us. Makes it a whole lot easier to get everything done all under one roof. We appreciate you also following us on social media for Power Hour updates, news, and more. You should be getting our email blast. If you're not, you're missing out. Now, the Power Hour on shortwave, let's talk about that for a minute. That takes up about a fourth of our budget per month, keeping frequency 13.845 streaming live and operational. So between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Central Time, we are on frequency 13.845 on shortwave. And if you are listening to us and you want us to keep the frequency, call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. Connect to the support line and leave us a message indicating such. We are not getting rid of the shortwave frequency 7.490. We only want to know if you are listening live on 13.845. Okay, the quiz for today. Are you indeed following the instructions as we gave them to you? Oh, my. You know, we're also proud, and we thank you, by the way, for all those of you that are donating on a monthly basis that are part of our team members. And when you buy from the Power Mall, you do that as well. But we're proud to partner with the Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. And it's all because the battle is between currency, man-made paper, and gold and silver. Man-made currency always leads nations down the path of corruption with increased war, greed, ultimate collapse. Genesis Gold Group believes in empowering faith-driven stewardship with gold and silver, which are an integral part of a balanced portfolio. Protecting your finances with precious metals has never been more crucial during these dark and trying times. With a combined 50-plus years experience in the precious metals industry, let your Genesis Gold and Silver experts guide you through the simplicity of asset protection and growth with our Genesis Gold IRA. You can visit them online at genesisgoldgroup.com. Email them with your questions at info@genesisgoldgroup.com. Or if you want to talk to a live human being, 1-800-200-GOLD. 1-800-200-4653, 1-800-200-GOLD. And if you don't want to hide your dollar bills, those pieces of fiat BS under your mattress, then you can also purchase silver coin and gold coin from Genesis Gold Group. Simply just ask them when you call what the spot price is and how much it costs to purchase X number of coins, and they'll hook you up. And of course, because of the fact, if you go to the Power Mall and you click on the manufacturer's links and you see Heaven's Harvest there, we have partnered with them because they stand apart from other survival food companies because it all comes down to the contents of the kit. Other companies provide you with serving sizes that include juice and drink mixes and bags of rice and beans and recipes that have rice and beans and lots of rice and beans. And see, the thing is that the truth bomb is that if you want rice and beans and you want to buy them in bulk, don't buy them from Heaven's Harvest. Yeah, I'm actually steering you away from Heaven's Harvest because you could get it immediately and for a lot less money and no shipping if you just go to Wally World and buy them there. I'm going to make a trip. Trust me. I'm not a big fan of the beans, but the rice, yeah, we need to stock up on that. And white rice lasts a lot longer than brown rice unless you seal them in airtight containers. So, you know, the white rice, you want to make sure that it's, you know, white rice and it's non-GMO. Most of it is. Never know these days. But you need to stock up now before this food shortage hits. Because rice is filling, you eat enough of it. But you got to make sure you've got, you know, a couple hundred pounds at the ready. So the thing is, the contents of the kit are wonderful. They provide you with a serving size that will serve up to a family of four at least. And it fills you up for the long haul. I mean, it is filling. The food is filling. And, you know, see, you buy it hoping you don't have to use it. But I'll tell you, I have a little secret. I used it. I opened it up and I tried it and I tested the recipe. It is really good. So, you know, don't take my word for it. Make the comparison. Just take a look at the contents of Heaven's Harvest kits. You're going to be pleasantly surprised by the food variety and the serving sizes. And they also have seeds, too. They're dedicated to supplying Americans with the highest quality products to ensure survival in a crisis. And believe you me, from what everybody is telling, and I've read dozens of articles on the food shortage, and it is happening. And I think a lot of it is deliberate. So you can say what you want. Say, Dave, you're acting like a conspiracy theorist. No, well, maybe I'm not, because I'm not the only one saying it. And if the Dutch farmers are over there protesting what's going on with climate change and the fact they're having to get rid of all their cattle and everything else because of the amount of methane gas produced in their farts, we have a problem. And you see, the thing is, if you get rid of the cows, then you've got no milk. If you get rid of the cows, you got no meat. Oh, wait a minute. Bill Gates has a better idea. It's called fake meat. And now they're telling kids in England and the UK, hey, get used to eating bugs. I don't think so. Yeah, nobody wants to end up having to do that. That's why we tell you, stock up. HeavensHarvest.com. Call them at 1-800-516-4773. But better yet, call 877-817-9829 and order from the Power Hour and help support us. That's what keeps us on the air. And by the way, use the code Power Hour for 5% off your purchase if you happen to call the 800 number for HeavensHarvest.com. But we appreciate you calling the Power Hour because then we get the residual proceeds. And that's what keeps us on the air. So do the right thing. Texas Daniel Miller will be joining us at the bottom of the hour, which leaves me only just a few minutes to cover what's going on in the news. At the top of next hour, Gregory Whitestone will be talking about the global warming propaganda, things that Al Gore doesn't want you to know. In world news, under the category of techno-authoritarianism, China and deep state have joined forces, believe it or not. Remember the comment from Senator Frank Church? If this government ever becomes a tyranny, if a dictator ever took charge in this country, the technological capacity that the intelligence community has given the government would enable it to impose total tyranny. There'd be no way to fight back. Well, the votes are in. No matter who runs for office, no matter who controls the White House, Senate, or House of Representatives, we the people have already lost, according to the article. We've lost because the future of the nation is being forged beyond the reach of our laws, elections, and borders by techno-authoritarian powers with no regard for individuality, privacy, or freedom. The fate of America is being made in China, our role model for all things dystopian. And they're in here owning more of our debt, buying up American businesses across the spectrum, and buying up land. The current German government would like to abolish animal husbandry and switch the diet in Germany to vegetables and oatmeal, said the head of a group sales at a large butcher. The German meat industry have warned of impending supply bottlenecks, especially concerning pork. And I know how much Germans like to eat that. Schnitzel. Yeah, moel. Schnitzel. Got to make that schnitzel. Yeah, we fixed schnitzel one time. My wife was working with an actual guy from Germany who was making schnitzel, and she was trying to drain the oil out, and he's like, 9999, more oil, more oil. Boy, they like to, I mean, they put that oil in there like nobody's business. I guess it's vegetable oil. That's not really good for you either. But they like their pork. The German government's also worried about bank runs, aggressive discontent ahead of the energy shortage. You see, that could happen here. You watch, because if there's a diesel shortage and a supply shortage, what do you think is going to happen? They cannot bring fuel to your house. Yeah. You see, they do the little squeeze play and people freeze to death. Oh, gee darn. It's all part of our population reduction. Mexicans are angered as a record number of Americans are moving south of the border. What are they doing down there? Well, it's cheaper to live in Mexico than it is in the United States, so they're moving there, and it's driving the Mexicans crazy. And, of course, now we're back to the tit-for-tat with the Ukrainian missile. Now it's not even that. Two Russians and a Ukrainian have been found guilty over downing a Flight 17 in a Dutch court. The Malaysia Airlines plane, remember that one? The court is blaming a Russian missile that took down the Flight 17, killing nearly 300 people. It was brought down by the firing of a BUK missile from a farm field in Russia. The G20, by the way, for those of you who don't know what kind of chicanery they've been up to, is now promoting a WHO standardized global vaccine passport and digital health identity scheme. Now, see, with that kind of news, you need to call your congressman and your senator, and you need to lay into them, tell their administrative assistants, hey, this thing with the World Health Organization, they want to standardize a global vaccine passport. Well, up yours with that. You tell the World Health Organization to piss off. We're not doing this. You got to fight back. This is when you start fighting back, unless you want to be part of a digital health identity scheme. Oh, Amazon's trying to do it. I told you about that the other day. Their own little, you know, video, teleconference, telemed. They're not even licensed doctors. Yeah, what are they going to do about that? Huh? Amazing how that works. Boy, everybody wants to jump on Big Pharma, make money. Yeah, you can't trust them now. And of course, in politics, the House Oversight Committee has vowed to investigate Joe Biden and his alleged involvement in his son Hunter's foreign business deals, according to Rep. James Comer of Kentucky and Jim Jordan of Ohio. So they have that to look forward in the new year. Now, whether that's going to actually happen, we'll see. And, of course, Arizona Republican candidate Carrie Lake said she's still fighting in the state governor's race. The lead that Katie Hobbs has, despite her declaring victory, is shrinking. And there's still more votes to be counted. And basically, Lake issued a terse one-liner on Twitter that said Americans know BS when they see it. Of course, she spelled out BS. We all know what that means, but she said Arizonans know it when they see it. And of course, if the margin between the two candidates ends up shrinking by 0.1% less, an automatic recount is going to trigger, and thousands of votes still need to be recounted. Senator Hawley from Missouri, Josh Hawley, says Republican strategy is not working after Mitch McConnell is reelected the leader. And we're talking about the minority leader of the Senate. It's minority now until we know what's happening in these other two Senate races. They sure want to jump the gun, don't they? The status quo wants to get in there and take over. And of course, Chucky, Dirty Jew, Chucky Schumer. I mean, you, given what Hitler did to the Jews over there, you'd think this guy would be a little wiser and a little more compassionate with people? No. A path to citizenship should be granted to all illegal aliens in the United States, according to Schumer, who received backlash online after arguing such a move could solve the problem of the county's declining population. Of the U.S. declining population? Really? Gee, Chucky, I wonder why that is. How many of them have you stabbed in the back, figuratively, by mandating the jab? You see, they all have this idea. They're either going to starve you or jab you, and you're going to die. And that's how. That's why the country, I mean, we got all these miscarriages because of the jab. Oh, nobody's talking about that. Now they want you to go out and get the booster shot to make sure you can't have any kids. And that's why the country is declining, because the United States government is trying to murder you. Gee, am I being a little direct here? I mean, COVID-19, excuse me, it was a bioweapon, folks. I mean, when you got a lab in Maryland saying, oh, yeah, we're going to make monkeypox even deadlier than it already is. Their intention is to leash it on the American public. And, of course, Mike Pence has been subpoenaed to testify before the House January 6th committee, and he's pretty much saying Congress has no right to his testimony, so he's not coming. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what they do. We'll see if they hold him in contempt and get him criminally charged. We'll see. Yeah. Pence, you can say anything you want to me. You're a blowhard. You've always been a blowhard, and you stabbed your buddy in the back. Pelosi's going to leave U.S. House leadership but remain in Congress. You see, she just can't get enough. Yep. Oh, there goes Mike Cosell. Hello again, everyone. I just can't say enough about little Nancy Pelosi. The way she moves, the way she puts on the wannabe Michael Jackson makeup. Back in 60 seconds. Yeah, there you go. I'm going to save my Greg Abbott story for when Daniel Miller comes on at the bottom of the hour. Oh, it's a doozy. And by the way, the FBI director is now saying that Chinese secret police station in New York City violates sovereignty. Yeah. They can't have police stations on U.S. soil. He says, I'm very concerned about this. Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll see how concerned you are. Let's see how fast that Chinese secret police station in New York City sticks around. Representative Lauren Boebert's House race is expected to see an automatic recount. She is 550 votes ahead of her Democratic challenger, Adam Frisch, for Colorado's 3rd congressional district in the U.S. 99% of the votes are in. And, of course, in Alaska, Kelly Chewbacca is still maintaining a narrow lead. Her lead was cut from 3,000 to 565 after 27,000 more votes were counted, and there's still more votes to be counted. Sarah Palin, she's pretty much out of this. Wondering why Congress is even looking at moving forward, making all these claims and patting themselves on the back when all the votes haven't been counted and all the folks that are elected to public office haven't been actually made part of the final count. Why is that? Joe Biden's top economic advisor, Brian Deese, is anticipated to depart from the administration by next summer after Biden expressed frustration with Deese's failure to predict the long-term impact of inflation. Oh, boo frickety who. Apparently, there may be more than one besides Brian Deese that may be exiting, according to Bloomberg. And gas prices is dipping and could drop a little bit more ahead of Thanksgiving week, according to AAA. That's funny because a lot of other news outlets are reporting gas prices are going up. I guess it depends on what part of the country you're in and how many state taxes have been stuck on the back end of that gallon of gas. About 24 employees have been terminated or reprimanded at Facebook for allegedly accepting bribes in return for improperly accessing user accounts.
Ooh.
And Twitter has been hit with mass resignations after Elon Musk's hardcore ultimatum. Yep. Either stick with Twitter 2.0 or leave the company. Hours after a deadline for workers to check yes on a Google form accepting long hours at high intensity, it seems a large number of employees have rejected Musk's vision and don't want any part of the company anymore. Well, just as well. And of course, that, remember me telling you about that lab in Maryland where they want to beef up monkeypox? Well, it's U.S. government funded. Yeah, they're gonna do this really risky study to make virus strains more deadly as far as monkeypox goes. Yeah, Frankenstein-like experiments.
Wow.
Got more news coming to you later on in the show, but in the meantime, got a break coming up. Daniel Miller from Texit will be joining us after the break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. If you currently have an IRA or 401k, find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. As top economists continually warn us to brace ourselves, find out how to protect your portfolio today with our free definitive gold guide and create your own financial bunker safeguarding your IRA funds. Call right now at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Act now and learn how to protect your IRA and 401k today. Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. That number again is 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-4653.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Friday, November 18th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you, and we might think that the midterms are over, but actually, you know, we told you just now that there are several races that haven't been decided yet, and you know, everybody is still pointing that suspicious finger at what's going on in Arizona and Nevada and Alaska and New Jersey. There's multitudes of states where we all of a sudden now are finding that tabulators don't work, voting machines don't work. All sorts of weird things are happening. And in Pennsylvania, of course, where Fetter Slut got elected, you know, they front loaded the entire sequence. See, they pulled a funny one. See, and the Republicans were all going to go vote the day of the show. And but see, all the Democrats front loaded all the mail in ballots, you see, and all of that stuff. As soon as, you know, we need to go to a paper ballot, I think we might be able to do that if Texas actually becomes its own independent republic again. We would definitely go to paper ballots. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking about Texas again. Gotta love it. Daniel Miller is with us. He's the president of the Texas Nationalist Texas Movement. Yep, Texas Nationalist Movement, TNM. I just love it. I get so excited when I start talking about this. I get my vowels mixed, my consonants mixed up. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dave.
So anyway, you know, we've been talking about these midterms and about the fact of what our government is doing, and the World Health Organization now says they want a digital vaccine passport and they want a digital health scheme. They want to take and make everything digitized so that we basically just have to walk around with our little digital chip implanted in our skin. This is starting to wig me out, Daniel. This is gives us more reason to want to get the hell out of Dodge.
Oh, I know. Look, you know, the one that seems to have everyone nervous, rightly so, is that 12-week pilot program they're going to do for the central bank digital currency. You know, I mean, it's, you know, this is really everyone's dystopian nightmare. You know, the fact that the moment that they go completely digital with your money, they can turn it on and off at will. You know, if you say the wrong things, if your social credit score is terrible, if, you know, your ESG score is terrible and, you know, your carbon footprint's too high, they just go in and they just throttle you down. And, you know, the fact that they have the ability to do that or want the ability to do that should be frightening to anyone.
So I guess we have to figure out exactly, and see, this is why I do business with the small Texas banks that only have like three branches.
Right.
You know, because they may not comply with what the national big boys are doing, because this will be most of the major institutionalist banks that are doing it. This is a test, and people, you need to repel. You need to say, no, not doing this, not going to allow you to do it. You know, if people start running on the banks, I think it's going to start bank runs. Anybody that's banking with Chase or Wells Fargo or any of these big bad boys probably needs to move your money out of there and into some other place. I know that some of the state treasurers are doing it because some of these major banks are playing this ESG game and they're not loaning money to people that companies that could actually, believe it or not, make Texas the ninth largest economy in the world if Texas were to secede from the Union and become its own independent republic again. It wasn't one time. Don't see any reason why we can't. I don't care about Texas v. White because the 10th Amendment to the Constitution was not included there. So, you know, Daniel, you've got a take on that.
Yeah, I do. You know, I will tell you, you know, this is I talked about it on my live stream this last week, and we're going to be talking more about it as we move forward. But you know, one of the experts that we have just brought on, started a relationship with, is a man named Dr. Matt Gortrup. He was the only prominent academic to accurately predict the outcome of Brexit. He is the foremost authority on the issues of independence and specifically independence referenda. He's Oxford educated. Professor at Coventry University, visiting professor at Australia National University and the American University in Rome. I mean, he is this man brings so much heft. He was an advisor to the Scottish government during the Scottish independence referendum in 2014. And he is all in on the Texas issue. And, you know, when we talk about these things like, you know, Texas versus White or you know, the constitutional basis or whether or not Texas can economically make it. You know, we've always made what I believe to be the best case across all of those. You know, we rebut Project Fear every single solitary day and slap them back into their box. But the good doc brings a very interesting international perspective that's a very, very broad. And, you know, what he says about all those things is it's essentially fear mongering. He just recently released a book called I Want to Break Free, which deals with the practical implementation of all of this academic thought. You know, essentially it reads like a critique of what we're doing without specifically mentioning us. But it reads like a critique, and his assessment is that we are well on our way to seeing Texas become a self-governing independent nation based off the criteria in his book. So, you know, it's all very exciting, but it's all very urgent too, Dave. I mean, you know, we see these things, the digital vaccine passports, the central bank digital currency, the inflationary issues, the border issues, everything is really pointing to us to make a clear decision. You know, which path do we take? Do we accept the status quo and limit our actions to fist shaking and being mad, or do we do something about it and take our destiny in our own hands?
Oh, it might get worse than that, because I mean, we had Waco, we had Ruby Ridge, and I keep asking people, how many of those are we going to have before people wake up and realize they have the power? I mean, they've already been to San Marcos. They've been to a few other places in the state of Texas where they've actually banged on somebody's door and took people out of their home and pointed guns at them. And if the people had come to the door with the rifle or shotgun, that would have been, I mean, they're geared up for this. And the thing is that the DOJ has been weaponized. And now social media has been weaponized, which brings us to our next point. The Texit movement, Texas Nationalist Movement, has sued Facebook. And I'm going to let you elaborate on that lawsuit. It just got started, as a matter of fact. Just filed it.
Yeah, you know, and look, let me just go ahead and kind of head this off at the pass. There are going to be people out there who want to complain that we actually still have a presence on Facebook. And I get it. I'm not a fan of Facebook. But you can't argue with numbers and data, right? And the fact of the matter is Facebook is the most used social media platform for Texans, okay? So we were in on Facebook pretty early. We've got our Facebook page for the organization has well over 200,000 followers, right? So it represents for us a field where we can engage Texas voters. So while I really don't like it as a platform for a lot of different reasons, the fact of the matter is that if you want to engage Texas voters, you got to be there. I mean, that's just what it is, and we want to win. So, you know, with that criticism aside, the fact is that for many years we've been running a pitched battle with Facebook, and I have referred to it as the social media Cold War. They have been not as aggressive with us as they have some others, right? They haven't deplatformed us, they haven't done things, but we've had some running issues with them. Especially when the Texit book was released back in 2018, we had some running battles, and basically every time they would do something, we would just spin up the supporters and just wear those guys out, and they would relent. However, this time, back about the first or second week of October, we started getting reports from some of our leadership that when they would go to post the link to texitnow.org, on Facebook, it was getting rejected as a violation of community standards. So, wow. You know, we were able to obviously replicate that issue. And there's some rationale why that is super problematic for us, and we'll get to it here in a minute. But the bottom line is, through some deduction and some other actions that they took, we were able to figure out that Facebook was rejecting it based off of the community standards provision against advocating for dangerous or harmful organizations or ideas. Well, you know, you know who we are, Dave. You know, sure hopefully do. The listeners do as well. We are advocating for a peaceful legislative process. What people saw in 2014 in Scotland, what they saw a year later with Brexit, we essentially want to put the question of Texas independence to a vote of the people. And so the texitnow.org link goes to the Texit section on our website, which answers the 100 most asked questions about the Texit issue, right? So no advocacy for violence, no, you know, but essentially what they're saying is you can't post links to texitnow.org because it is effectively, in their minds, the same as advocating for ISIS or Al-Qaeda, okay? So we made a decision after a lot of consultation We retained an attorney named Paul Davis. Paul Davis was the attorney who represented Chad Prather, the host over there on The Blaze, when he was running for governor, and they essentially blocked him. They suspended him 7 or 8 days before the election. So Paul was able to go to court and get a temporary restraining order to prevent them from doing that, but now we're taking it to another level. You see, since then, the Texas legislature in the last session passed a law against social media censorship in the sense that those larger platforms could not engage in viewpoint discrimination and essentially said as common carriers, they could be regulated as such. Because they take taxpayer money, they should be regulated and treated not as platforms but as publishers, especially when they make editorial decisions. So this last week, on Monday, well, technically Sunday night, but really Monday, we filed a state lawsuit in district court suing Facebook to get them to take their hand off of people that are posting the TexitNow.org link. So we are engaged in that. We're expecting our first hearing to be November the 30th on this issue, and there's a whole other story around that. But it will be the first of ultimately two lawsuits that we file, the first being about the under the state law, and the second we will be suing them for defamation.
That's because they were likening you to ISIS and Al-Qaeda, I would suspect.
Yeah, and I mean, the provision, they make no bones about it. That provision in their community standards, which when you think about Facebook having standards, that's actually kind of laughable.
Oxymoronic, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. But they make no bones about it. That provision in their community standards was to prevent the spread of information related to international terrorism, right? That was Facebook, you know, you go back to when they implemented it, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the Caliphate, those guys were utilizing Facebook to disseminate videos of terrorist attacks or terrorist propaganda and things of that nature. And so what they've done is they've taken those provisions and they said those apply to the TNM and specifically the Texit section of their website and have, you know, said you don't get to post it no matter who you are. So we're suing them. And we're looking to have the suit certified as a class action. So we've been gathering screenshots and information from people that are being blocked from doing it. And I would encourage any of the listeners out there who want to test it out for themselves and get a piece of this action, a real fight against Facebook, to head to our website. Go to tnm.me/Facebook. And go over there, follow the instructions, and you know, let's get in the fight, get stuck in.
I love it, you know, because see, you're basically just setting them up, and it's like, look, we even warned you that we were going to come on here, and we were going to test your platform multiple times, and you keep rejecting it. You won't allow anybody to access TexitNow.org, and so therefore, your community standards BS is about to get tested in court. So aside from that, there's been another piece of news of late, and this is the issue about the fact that Title 42 was struck down by a judge. But at the same time, you know, prior to that, the current governor who was reelected again, I'm glad we don't have to deal with Beto. That would be a nightmare. You know, fortunately, the lesser of two evils got elected. And so he, this past week, said we're invoking the U.S. Constitution's invasion clause and taking unprecedented measures to repel a border invasion. And, of course, put out the press release and a letter to county officials along the border. And the invasion clause, of course, he made reference to was Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution. Now, as far as that particular argument goes, he's saying that he's going to have DPS and everybody taking these illegal immigrants to the border. Says nothing about kicking them over the border back into Mexico. So I take it you're not – I don't think anybody that supports Texit is in favor of what Abbott is doing. I think it's just basically smoke and mirrors trying to make it look good to his constituents that he's actually doing something about the border invasion.
Yeah. Well, look, it's not that we're not in favor of the action, right? It's that Texit supporters ultimately know that the only way we're ever going to actually be able to secure the border is when we do so as a self-governing independent nation. But you know, this has been the position of the organization for a long time, pre-Texit, related to the border. Look, we, you know, in connecting with voters over all these years, the voters of Texas have been very clear about what they want. They want a strong, secure border, and they want a sensible immigration system, neither of which we have. So as pressure, as Abbott has come under pressure about the border, as it is elevated to this major crisis, what he has done is, at best be considered half measures, right? So our take on it has simply been this. Number one, issue an invasion declaration. Okay, check. He finally did that after years of pressure, people calling him out on it. It's done. But what I think has everyone upset about what he's done and what he said is it's really those actions that he takes after the declaration, because in and of itself, the declaration doesn't mean anything, right? I mean, he could have just written it on a, scrawled it on a cocktail napkin and slapped it on the table and it would have been just as effective, right? It's what you do with it when you make the declaration. And so Abbott's announcement that he was doing it, he put together a list of things that he said he was going to do as a result. And anyone who's paid any attention to this will recognize that list because it should be titled Things That We Are Already Doing, right? There's been a DPS presence on the border for years. That is not in the border region. That is not unusual. Gunboats on the Rio Grande. Well, you know it's an election cycle because everybody running for office that's an incumbent goes down and gets a photo op on the gunboats on the Rio Grande, right? So, again, not new. You know, he talks about, you know, how he's going to deploy additional National Guard down there. Again, not new. I mean, so he's literally listing these things off, declaring the cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. Well, he did that to much fanfare several months ago. So this is nothing new. And so the real question that people have in their minds is, okay, well, we've got this invasion declaration and you're essentially going to do what you're already doing. So what difference does it make? The position that we've always advocated for pre-Texit has been issue the invasion declaration, fully militarize the Texas State Guard, right? One of the three branches of the Texas Military Department, shift all of those resources that you're spending with the National Guard to the State Guard, open up enlistment of the State Guard, again, fully militarize them and deploy them as a border protection force and repel the invasion at the border. What he's effectively done is doubled down on the position that the state has had for catch and release. So when they interdict illegal aliens coming across and they take them to the border, what that is code for is they're taking them to be processed by federal authorities.
CBP.
So they get that's it. So they get processed into federal detention centers or in many instances put up in hotels on the taxpayer dime. Then after processing, they wind up getting released. They go through the pipeline. They get bused at places like San Antonio or Houston. They're given taxpayer money funneled through NGOs and then shipped or bused off to other places. So, you know, it is from a practical standpoint, his declaration is effectively meaningless.
Yep. It is. And I mean, if he was going to do the right thing, like most of us would think, if you were going to have border enforcement, the one thing I noticed, he really hasn't declared war on the Mexican cartels. And
yeah,
those
look,
are the ones that are really, they're benefiting, and the federal government is benefiting off the cartels' activity, and they're bringing across all this fentanyl and killing all of our innocent Americans. I mean, I would think that there's going to come a point in time where these politicians that are up there doing the rah-rah-rah shish kumbah thing are going to get personally affected because, I mean, there are multiple schools in the state that are now trying to take preventative measures, albeit some of them unsuccessfully. In Hays County, right, San Marcos, I think, has 11 deaths so far due to fentanyl. And we had Lisa Covington, who is the Bernie local coordinator, is also with the Northside ISD in San Antonio, that said they've been doing this outreach trying to educate kids not to take these pills, especially if they're dressed up like Skittles or Sweet Tarts or, you know, what people normally would consider pharmaceutical grade Adderall or Xanax or something like that, because it doesn't take much to kill you. So You know, yeah, the thing about the fence, too, he said he was going to rebuild the border wall. He hadn't done that either. He put up 6-foot-high chain link, and they cut through butter. And my understanding was that he got like $54 million in donations. And you got to wonder where the money went.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of smoke and mirrors. And, you know, the people of Texas are pretty fed up, right? I mean, you know, we've got a man named Dan Govach, who is a friend of us, a friend of the organization, who lost his son Spencer to a 3-time deported illegal alien. And Spencer had his brains blown out sitting at a stoplight, right? I mean, you know, you have real human toll for this. Texas skyrocketing is number one state for sex trafficking, human trafficking. You know, you've got effectively a crisis down there. You have sheriffs down on the border who say, don't let anyone fool you. The border is absolutely 100% under control. It's under control of the cartels. You have the cartels firing at our National Guard and State Guard troops, and the rules of engagement do not allow them to fire back. You've got essentially the federal government enticing this, facilitating it and taking taxpayer money and doing it, and in the meantime subsidizing the cartels, while all the while failing to call out the role of China for the manufacture of the fentanyl, who are shipping it to Mexico to be trafficked into the United States via the cartels and these open borders. So, you know, look, it is a crisis, and ultimately we know the only way that Texas is ever going to get clear of this is to become a self-governing independent nation and do what every other self-governing independent nation by right does around the world, and that is protect their own border.
Well, and not only that, but I mean, since we're just about to the top of the hour break and out of time with this conversation, the thing is that we want to get this vote as a referendum action on next year's ballot, because that's when it comes up in November of 23. And the big goal is to not convert people, but find the people that think like we do, that want Texas independence. And right now, the surveys are showing 66% of all those voters polled want Texas to become its own republic again. So we just got to keep on keeping on. Daniel Miller, thanks so much for coming on the show and enlightening us with all this new information. And
come on, Dave, let's go win.
That's right. Let's go win. TexasNow.org. Hey, we can say that because we're not censoring this. Anyway, you can watch the archive of the show and go to TexasNow.org to get your questions answered. We will be back after the top of the hour break with Gregory Whitestone talking about the global warming propaganda agenda. Stay with us.
Have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.